Al Jones is proud to be Alberta-born and raised, and has lived in Airdrie for 27 years. As an active member of council since 2017, he's running for re-election because, as he notes, "I've enjoyed the work over the past 4 years. I am proud of the accomplishments we've made and want to further my work on behalf of Airdrie residents." Jones' community service includes board member for Main Street Square, member of the Emergency Advisory Committee, chair of the Environmental Advisory Board, member of the Community Services Advisory Board, vice chair for 3 years, library board trustee for 2 years, sitting on the Council Budget Committee, and being an alternate for the Sub-Development Appeal Board. His platform is built around the following initiatives: transparency and accessibility, show residents how their council comes to a decision, ambulance response times, passionately and loudly advocate on behalf of the city for an increase of ambulatory resources for Airdrie, mental health resources, address the lack of accessible resources for those suffering with mental illness, sustainable financial planning, address the long-term sustainability of the town's enhanced quality of life. Growth also requires more enhanced social programs, social infrastructure, and capital infrastructure. Attracting investment. Attract larger-scale employers to aid in expanding the commercial tax revenue, mitigate large tax increases, and to create more jobs. Affordable housing. Continue to look for creative ways to provide services to those still struggling despite the recent successes in this area. Southwest Recreation Center. Work collaboratively to bring the center to fruition. Traffic. Move forward on the Yankee Valley CPR underpass. New library. Execute on current plans for the development of the library and increase opportunities for new programming, potential art exhibits, meeting spaces, learning and public engagement. Sustainable development. Evaluate what may be needed in new homes and developments in Airdrie to hit sustainable and carbon-neutral goals. Joan says, "My wife Lois and I have had the privilege of raising our family here. For both of us, it has always been the people that have made us feel at home. The parents of kids that went to school with our kids helped us navigate the challenges of parenthood. The numerous community events over the years helped us gain so many friendships through volunteer opportunities. The hundreds of business owners over the years have not only supported our business, but in many cases, gave us ideas or mentored us to success. These are examples of why, despite overwhelming growth, Airdrie still maintains that small-town feel. The city gave us a location to plant our roots, but it's the many friends we've come to know over the past 27 years that have made Airdrie our home." If he could tell voters one thing, it would be this: the pandemic has been hard on everyone. We are all dealing with challenges we never ever dreamed of 2 years ago. This may give cause for some to decide not to bother voting this year. I beg of you to reconsider. The next couple of years are going to be very challenging as we collectively work our way beyond the pandemic and all of the restrictions that have interrupted our lives. The new council, whether it includes me or not, is going to need the collective support of as many residents as possible if they are to successfully advocate for our needs. The higher the voter turnout, the stronger your council's voice. Learn more by emailing Jones at aliups@shaw.ca, or connecting with him on Facebook.